The 23rd day of Sfiras HaOmer, the Kinyan Torah of Emunas Chachamim, and the Sfira of Gevurah Shebenetzach. The Medrash Shmuel tells us that this Kinyan teaches us, based on the Pasuk of Los Asar, that you must believe everything the Rabbanan tell you. Otherwise, having doubts about what they say will eventually lead to heretical thoughts. Another aspect of this idea is that one should seemingly have quote-unquote blind faith through Masorah alone, as dwelling on ideas and trying to interpret them yourself will also be a slippery slope. Tiferes Yisrael in Yachinos Peites, however, goes about face and says that you shouldn't believe everything the Rabbanan tell you, as we are not a gullible religion. Rather, we should only follow them in regards to Divrei Torah. This approach appears to before in a literal interpretation of the same pasuk we quoted, of Lo Sasor Asher Min HaDavar Asher Yagidu Lecha Yamin Usmol, and the accompanying Rashi of Afilu Asmol Shu Yamin. What are we to make of this machlokas? Should we be totally dependent on the Rabbanan, or alternatively face the fast-track Tekfira? Or should we have our doubts when to listen to the Rabbanon? To answer this question, we have to look at the Sfira of Gevurah Shebenetzach. I heard Rabbi Larry Rothwax explain that Emunas Chachamim seems to contradict the earlier Kinyan Torah of Pilpul HaTalmidim. If we take what our Rebbeim say for granted, then what is the point of thinking in the Sugya? Rather, the Pilpul has to be grounded in the Emunas Chachamim. We should ask questions on what the Rishon and Achronim said, and point out how it may not fit with the Gemara, either based on the Svara or the text itself, but we have to keep in mind the principle governing all Machloksim and Torah of Eilu Veilu Divrei Elokim Chayimein. We have to challenge each side, but challenge them with respect. Our goal is to understand both sides of the Machlokes, and why one side didn't say like the other. We are not here to dismiss the other Deya, but hit on fundamental issues of the Sugya, based on how the different Mepharshim explain it. We have to exercise restraint in order to preserve the eternity of Torah. The Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Rabbi Kiva Shir and Shemayim and did not understand what was going on. He felt a chalishas hadas, and then a Talmud asked the question about a certain halacha. Rabbi Kiva answered that he knew it from a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. After that, Moshe felt better. What does this mean? Can we really say that Moshe Rabbeinu, the most humble man who ever lived, felt better because he was quote-unquote getting credit for this Torah? Obviously not. Rather, explains Rav Dessel in the Michtav Eliyahu, Moshe Rabbeinu thought Rabbi Kiva was teaching something foreign and against the Torah. Once he saw that it was rooted in the system that dated back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Maamar Sinai, or to put it differently, once he saw the Emunas Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva, he felt better. A Masorah, by definition, can only be rooted in a system. By conforming to the system and restraining ourselves from going off on our own, we are able to say that we have a tradition going back generations and generations. Other sects of Judaism don't necessarily have the ability to make that claim. Conservatism and Reform Judaism are both breakoffs from Orthodox Judaism, and Christianity is a breakoff from Judaism. However, our way of life is not just a system, but it's a system with eternity.